This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Health experts at the University of Washington have given a grim virus prediction for the rest of the year in the United States. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation is forecasting worsening COVID-19 outbreaks in the Northern Hemisphere and predicting another 1.9 million deaths if governments don't take drastic action. The Institute's Dr. Christopher Murray worries about virus fatigue, reducing social distancing and the wearing of masks, along with the desire to boost the economy. He says most of the world's population lives in the Northern Hemisphere, where respiratory illnesses generally peak in the winter months. The Institute's model predicts this wave will peak in the United States in early December at about 2,900 deaths per day, and globally in mid-December, with 30,000 daily fatalities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Health Organization's Director General on Friday warned against vaccine nationalism amid attempts around the world to develop an effective vaccine against the coronavirus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also said that when a vaccine is developed, it must be a priority to vaccinate key workers in all countries.
We want all people everywhere to have access to vaccines. But initially, when supply is limited, priority must be given to vaccinating essential workers and those most at risk.
Tedros also made it clear the WHO would not recommend any COVID-19 vaccine before it is proved safe and effective. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is angrily defending himself against a report in The Atlantic that said he had spoken with disrespect about American troops that had been killed in action. At a White House news conference late Friday, Trump said the allegations published by The Atlantic are false.
Nobody's done more for them. And then when I have to have a report read like that from a third-rate magazine that's not going to be in business much longer, I look at that and I think it's a disgrace.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, whose son, Beau, served in the U.S. Marine Corps, delivered an impassioned reaction to the report, saying that Trump is unfit for the presidency.
It affirms what most of us believe to be true, that Donald Trump is not fit to be the job of president, to be the commander-in-chief.
The allegations, sourced anonymously, describe multiple offensive comments by the president toward fallen U.S. service members, including calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France, losers and suckers in 2018. The president has called the report fake news. The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says Iran continues to increase its stockpile of enriched uranium in violation of limitations set in the landmark 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The International Atomic Energy Agency reported Friday in a confidential document distributed to member countries and seen by the Associated Press that Iran has stockpiled 2,105 kilograms of low-enriched uranium. That's up from just under 1,600 kilograms last reported on May 20th. Iran signed the nuclear deal in 2015 with the United States, Germany, France, Britain, China, and Russia. Known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, it allows Iran to keep a stockpile of only 202 kilograms. President Donald Trump has withdrawn the United States from that agreement. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to 8.4%, even as hiring slowed. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
The August jobless rate fell to 8.4% after being more than 10% in July. CFRA Research Chief Investment Strategist Sam Stovall says that was a pleasant surprise.
Expectations were for the unemployment rate to be in the middle 9% area.
Stovall thinks jobs reports in coming months will be similar to this one, with drops in both the unemployment rate and the number of new jobs created. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A down day on Wall Street before the Labor Day holiday, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.